Why is talking about friendships so weird? So much more complicated than talking about relationships, like romantic relationships. Welcome back to Human to Human. I'm so excited you're here. I'm Jess, and today we're talking about friendships, and we're going to start off with a poo version of a TMI story to kick off this episode, and it is about my boyfriend and I, and how we spent family day weekend together, which I think is just interesting to like acknowledge that for a moment, because I didn't really think about it when it was happening, but every year I spend family day weekend usually with my mom, my dad, and my brother, and we go up to my cottage, and it's not winterized, but you can get into it in the winter time, and you can heat it by the wood stove, and you do not have running water. But this year, I didn't go with my family because my brother is gallivanting around the Philippines currently, and my parents were in Cuba and had just gotten back. Lots of travel going on in this home. And there wasn't a lot of travel going on for me, but when you're listening to this, I will be in St. Lucia. Woohoo! So this year, my boyfriend and I were like, it's a 3-day weekend. We need to get the fuck out of here. We are freshly full-time workers. So we're like, any extra day of the weekend, we got to take full advantage. And then like, we're also on the fence leading up to it, not really knowing if we were actually going to go to my cottage. And then a couple days before, I was like, no, let's just do this. It was super last minute, which is so good for me because as a controlling girly, I need some last minuteness in my life, just some spontaneity to keep me rolling and funky fresh. And so we did not have running water, as I mentioned. So where do you poo, do you ask? Well, my dad made this like contraption. It's like a toilet seat with like some, like a made up. He like built this wooden seat that the toilet's now on, and then you just poop into the ground. We are literally never there in the winter, so it's not like we're doing this on the reg, but it snowed so much while Josh and I were there that I was like, there's no fucking way I'm going to make it all the way over to that poo cave. It was like, you have to walk along the deck, down some stairs that were covered in snow. So you had to basically go on your butt and like scooch down and then walk a little bit more through snow and then walk down beside this little boathouse shack thing and then into this corner where you would poo. And so I was kind of knowing like that wasn't going to happen, but I was hopeful. But the thing is like, you got to be prepared for your pants to get all wet. So technically you'd want to put your snow pants on, then you'd want to put your coat on and then have your boots on. And my first poo and my only poo, thank God that I had to take at this place, it hit me like a truck. It was like, you're about to go on the ground or you're about to shit in your pants. And so I was like, I don't have time. And this is the morning too. I'm like slowly waking up, just trying to like get into the groove of things. I'm like, I don't have time. I do not have time to get myself all prepared and then to run to that little shack. And also, physically, it's actually better for your body to poo in like a squatting position with your knees higher than your butt. And that's why I really recommend the Squatty Potty. I don't have a discount code or anything. I am starting to become an affiliate partner of places. Squatty Potty, we're not that in cahoots yet, but I use a Squatty Potty and it really, really helps my poo situation because it just helps it just like leave your butthole easier. And so I tried to like just like get rid of a bunch of snow, pooped, and I mean, between you and I think I was eating a lot of fiber because I was like, what the fuck? Don't worry, I had wet wipes. So I felt like I got really clean after, which was really good. And then I tried to like cover it in the snow. And then my boyfriend was like, what the fuck did you just do? Am I going to step in your fucking shit? And I was like, no, it's like far enough off the deck, kind of. You'll be fine. And he's like, what should I do? Should I do that? I'm like, you can do whatever you want. I'll show you where the poo shack is if you want to go in the poo shack. And then I think he ended up doing the same thing. Sorry to expose you, my lover. But that is how it went down this past family day weekend. And to segue into talking about friendships, I think it's really interesting just to acknowledge like, okay, my boyfriend and I spent family day weekend together. And like our relationship is evolving to the point where we're like feeling like family to each other. It's so strange. And with friendships, they evolve so much because we enter different stages of our lives so often. And so this stage where my boyfriend and I have been together for a long time and we're full-time workers and all of this, my friendships are changing as my life stage is changing. And so if I were to tell my younger self like what to expect with friendships, First of all, I'd say, bitch, buckle up. Buckle the fuck up. First year me in university, 18 years old, so fresh as a daisy, being like, I'm going to meet the friends for life in university. She's in for a rude awakening, okay? Let me tell you why. But first, I have to go pee. Okay, my first year self, my 18-year-old self, she needed to buckle the fuck up. Because what society tells us when you go to university is that you're going to meet your friends for fucking life. Besties for evs, your roommates are going to be your homegirls forever, bridesmaid at our wedding. All that fucking shit. And I didn't experience that. I had made a couple friends when I was in my first year, but I remember the first month crying to my mom, being like, why don't I have my friends for life? Like, all these people told me I'm going to meet like my lifelong friends in university. Where are they? Blah, blah, blah. And then I experienced becoming like codependent on my roommate when her and I did become close. And it was just a wild ride. And fuck what society tells us. Fuck what all these stupid people tell us, because every person's experience is different. And it made me feel like I sucked and I was inadequate and there was something wrong with me because I couldn't meet friends. And the reality was that like I went to a school that wasn't a party school, that wasn't your typical uni school. It was in the middle of a city. There wasn't a bunch of residences around. Like there was, but it was harder to like meet friends. I was in an apartment building, not a freaking like dorm room situation. And so I just like felt like there was something wrong. And I was so let down by my university experience because it was so fucking hyped up by all these people. And my 18-year-old self, if she fucking knew what kind of friendship breakups were in store for her, I don't want to taint her. I don't even want to tell her that because it would just be so, so discouraging for my younger self to know that. But literally, I lost a longtime childhood friend because we went through a whole friendship breakup. I was in this friend group since I was in grade 10 and we stopped being friends a couple years into my university experience. My roommate that I had codependency things with, I mean, I don't know if I really had codependency things with, but when COVID hit and I had to move out, I was like unwell because I just like, I did love my lifestyle there and have never been able to get it back. And that's okay because I'm not supposed to get it back. That was pre-therapy, Jess. There was a lot of chaotic, unhealthy things going on, but there is this glamorization of that university lifestyle, these friendships where you literally become like siblings because you live together. But it's also very normal to live with people and like not be friends. I have had roommates where I'm like, yeah, we live together and we just like talk about the things we need to talk about because we live together. And it's like TikTok just makes us seem like, oh my God, you have to move out. You have to live with friends to have the best experience. And if you don't, you're missing out. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Like everyone's life is so different. Everyone's living needs are so different. When you do that and you live with other people, you sacrifice a lot. You sacrifice financial security probably because you're not living with parents who might be financially supporting you, or maybe you never had that option. And so you have to live with roommates and you have to make the best of it. And maybe you don't want to be in that situation. But there's just so much that goes into that decision that it just pisses me off that we're just like shown only the good parts and told about only the good parts. And I'm like, dip, zip, dip, dip, dip. Let me just have my own experience. Can we just let people have their own experience without shoving expectations down their fucking throat? Speaking of expectations, depending on what life stage we're in, and depending where friendships are at, we have different expectations of them. And so they can really evolve and change, and that can be really fucking confusing. And I tried to like map out this whole idea of like friendship circles in terms of like not like groups, but like this whole theory. I'm gonna tell you about it quickly. Okay, if you're watching the video version, I'm gonna give a little bit of a visual aid, but if you're not, it's all good. I'll explain it. So I was kind of struggling with friendships lately and just understanding like where different friendships were at in my life. And I was smoking weed with my boyfriend and it was snowing outside. And I started to understand like, wait, we kind of have different circles in our life, different closeness levels of different people, and people jump between these different circles. So at our core is ourself. And then this first ring around it is like our closest people. This could be one person. This could be multiple people. This is definitely my boyfriend. I've had friends who fall in this category, but I like to think of this, and this is all my own theory, so take this with a grain of salt. I like to think of that first circle as the people I talk to super fucking often. But I was telling a friend about this theory and she was like, but I consider my long distance friends who I don't talk to very often in my inner core circle. So I'm like, shit, This isn't foolproof, but there's a purpose to this. So we have this like first ring around ourselves, which are our closest person or people. And then there's this second ring around it that represents, I think, our inner circle. The people we talk to probably on a more consistent basis, the people who know us quite well, the people who we feel like we can tell our really like deep inner thoughts to, or we can just feel really, really comfortable around them. I consider that our inner circle. And then we have our outer circle. And all of these circles hold a lot of importance in our lives and serve different purposes. So our outer circle could be friends that we see maybe once a month or, you know, less frequently, but these are friends who still bring us joy, but we might not tell them about like the deep, scary fight that we had with our boyfriend or like, you know, taking the morning after pill, who knows? And then we have outside of our outer circle, I consider these like more acquaintances or people that are like friends of friends. These are like people that I might see when there's like a big friend group gathering of all of my boyfriend's friends, because he has so many friends and it's a whole friend group. And I don't really have a big friend group like that anymore. Or this could be people that we see at work and maybe we're not close with them, but we still like, you know, interact with them often. And those people still boost our mood and they make us feel good. They don't need to know us that deeply, but they can still, you know, make us smile when we interact with them. And then another ring around that, I think, is our community. And our community is so fucking important because these are the spaces that we interact with quite often. For me, it's the yoga studio I go to, or it's going to Othership and doing a sauna and cold plunge. And so we might not know the people in our community well at all, but they're just familiar faces. Maybe you go to a library often or you go to the same grocery store. Community, again, similar to our outer circle, can just boost our mood. And then like there's a whole circle above that circle that's like society and the systems we live in and the expectations that are put on us and blah, 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 blah. But the reason I want to just give this little circle metaphor maybe is friendships can jump in different areas of this circle and we have different needs in different times of our lives. And so I was struggling recently because I was like, oh my God, this friend that was in my inner circle, I feel like I don't see her anymore and she's in my outer circle. And like, what does that mean? And I was mostly just talking through expecting different things of this person and feeling like I share differently with this person depending on how close I feel with them in this phase of my life. But then you could hang out with a friend and then feel, oh, we're back to our closeness that we were before. And it really, really changes and jumps around and it can be really confusing or feel really emotional or feel like a roller coaster. But it's normal because we get busy in different stages of our life. Sometimes we might be away for a long time and might not be seeing friends. And so that can shift our closeness levels. Okay, I'm going to move this now. But even for example, I have some friends from high school that I got close with near the very end of high school. And that's kind of like the friend group I feel like I have. But I barely fucking see them because they all live in Montreal or one of them's now moved back, which is really awesome. But I wasn't seeing them or talking to them very regularly during university. We'd all hang out maybe once or twice a year. And so for me, they didn't feel like my inner circle friends because I didn't turn to them a lot when I was going through things or when I wanted to share exciting things or anything like that. But then going to see them recently made me have this realization of like, oh my God, wait, these people know me so fucking well. And they'll be like, oh my God, that's so Jess of you. And I'll be like, how do you know that's so Jess of me? And it's like, because they've known me for so long. And so then I had this experience of being like, fuck you guys. I wish you lived closer to me because I love you all so much and you know me well. And so there's a grief with that too of like, wait, there are these people who know me, but they're just not in close proximity to me. And so there is that challenge of long distance friendships of, you know, how do we navigate this? Do we talk often or do we make peace with not talking really at all? And that's okay. And so it's so complicated because also you don't really like talk these things out with friends. You don't really like say like, hey, where are our expectations at? You kind of just like float through life and space and acknowledge that things change and that's okay. But it can feel confusing as well with these different evolving stages of our life. We will have different needs. And not only that, but I feel like there's this, I talked about this in the last episode about knowing that it's okay if you don't know what the fuck is going on with your life and you don't know what you're doing with your life and like you feel lost. That's totally fine and normal. And something that really connects to that topic is that like there are so many aspects of our life. There's our self-esteem, our relationship with ourselves. There's our romantic relationships, our family relationships, our friendships, our career, our where we're living, what our goals are. And so because there's so many different avenues in our life, I don't know if that's the right word, but there's different areas of our life. I think it's rare for all of them to be thriving all at the same time. I think sometimes you might be in your, like I said, I love, my friend recently was like, you really like to say era. And I'm like, because when I say I'm in my career era, it reminds me that I might not be in that era forever. And I don't have to be in that era forever. One day I might be in my mom era when I have kids, or I might be in my travel era, like my brother right now. And so that makes me feel really good because nothing is permanent. Things are always changing. Things are always evolving. Even if we can't feel it and it's not a massive change, things are always slightly shifting. And so it's rare for everything to be going well at the same time. Sometimes I remember in November, I was really struggling with friendships and just feeling like, you know, my friends don't have time for me, or who are my friends? I don't know who these people are. And I was feeling really down. And then I remember in January, I was hanging out with a lot of new people and then also reconnecting with old friends. And I was like, oh my God, my friendships are thriving. Or a year ago, I was in this intense phase of grief because I had decided to leave friendships that I'd had for a really long time and leave a friend group I was part of. And it's really, really, really hard to acknowledge when friendships are no longer serving you. And like I said in the last episode, I really spoke to my therapist about that, and she has really, really helped me navigate every single friendship transition I've been in, especially when friendships are, you know, ending. And so things really ebb and flow, and there's not a one size fits all answer. And that's why I was like, I said to my friend, I'm like, I have it all figured out. Look at my diagram. And she was like, girl, that doesn't account for like my long distance friends or any of this stuff. And I was like, fuck, you're so right. Because it's just, I don't know why I can get so triggered by people constantly gloating about friends. I have a family member who's like, oh my God, I love my friends so much. I'm constantly hanging out with my friends. I have this whole big friend group, and I suddenly feel like a loser because I'm like, I don't have a whole big friend group. I'm a part of my boyfriend's friend group. I have a small couple friends who I went to high school with who we hang out together, but I have a lot of singular one-off friends where we hang out individually, one-on-one. But then I have to remind myself, what brings me joy? Because what brings you joy is probably different than what brings me joy. And recently I was like looking through my camera roll and kind of thinking about my year and thinking about the different experiences that make me really happy. And a lot of times it was one-on-one hangouts. When you're hanging out in a friend group, there are so many dynamics to navigate. And there are so many voices that want to be heard. And it's a lot more challenging, and it's not to say it's not amazing. And I absolutely am obsessed with some of my friend group hangouts, but it's also so beautiful in my life to be able to hang out with one friend and connect with them and get to go deep and hear what's going on with their life and get to tell them what's going on with my life. And maybe it's not even that we go deep. Maybe it's just that we're giggling and we're having fun and we're both having time to like really express ourselves. And so there's a time and place for each need and each type of hangout and each desire. And if you're in a phase where you feel like you don't have a lot of friends or you don't have a friend group, it's okay. Maybe there's people who actually are your friends and they're just like not around, because I gaslight myself into thinking I don't have friends when simply my friends are not available or they're not around. Or maybe you're the type of person who just really enjoys a one-on-one small hangout or a 2-3 person small group hangout, and that's fucking awesome. And like, we're just constantly, again, I've said this so many times, but we're being bombarded with this messaging that we're supposed to have friends that look like this, and we're supposed to have groups of friends that, you know, make us feel like this. And that's just like not the reality for so many of us, and that's totally fine. To close off this episode, I have to talk about the friendship breakups, because I've really learned that it's okay to let people go. And I have always had this mentality with romantic relationships, and now I'm starting to translate that to friendships too, is that if you decide to break up with a friend, whether that means you actually have a conversation about it or it just kind of happens organically, I trust that if that friend is meant to be in my life, they will come back into it one day and we'll be able to figure it out. And it's okay to let go of people if you don't feel like that relationship is serving you anymore. And there can be so much guilt and so much awkwardness, so much ickiness around that. time, as much as it sucks because we can't control it, time really does heal. It really does help. I would have so much anxiety and ickiness and weirdness about some of the friendship breakups I've been through and if I were to ever run into them and what if I have friends who are also still friends with them and all that stuff. But time really, really, really helps. Time away, time with yourself. And we shouldn't feel guilty. I do, but sometimes, but like in general, we shouldn't feel guilty for doing what makes us feel best and advocating for our own needs. Because when you go through a breakup, you are allowing new energy to come into your life. If you are pouring energy into a friendship or a relationship that's no longer serving you, you are blocking other relationships and other people and other energies from coming into your life. So there can be a huge weight lifted as well when you decide to walk away from something that doesn't feel good anymore. And then there is so much beauty in meeting new people, even though it's hard and it's scary and it's weird. There can be so much beauty in new friendships that you would have never expected. And I've slowly built friendships with people. And then I've also met people where I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I've been friends with you forever. And both versions are beautiful and amazing. And we just need to trust ourselves and our bodies and make hard decisions and hard decisions that come with a lot of fucking grief too and a lot of challenges. I'm like I said in the last week's episode, I will go to my therapist and I have started to get a gauge now of when I seek conversation with her in order to come to the conclusion that is the hardest conclusion to come to that I know is the true right answer for myself, but it's not the easy solution. It's a whole thing, but the more you're able to live a life that's in alignment with what you need and what you want and what your body is begging for you to do and create and just make change for, like, the better you're gonna feel. And it's messy. That's why I talk about shit. That's why I talk about poo. That's why I talk about periods, because we're all human. We're all just trying to figure it out. And I never want to leave a friendship either and be like, they suck. I have, you know, try to acknowledge where they're at a different stage in their life and I'm at a different stage in my life, or we have different needs now in friends, or, you know, we have different desires, or it's just not a fit anymore. And that's okay. And that's fucking normal. And that's totally valid. And it's okay if it feels icky, because I feel icky about so many things. And I love you. And I just appreciate you listening and know that you have a friend in me. So my DMs are always open at Human to Human Pod on Instagram and TikTok. My email is in the, I don't know if my email is anywhere, actually. My email is humanhumanpod@gmail.com. And I would love if you ask me any questions or send me a TMI story. The link is in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this, please send it to a friend that you may know. Because we've all been through some challenging friend things, and it really helps to just open up the conversation about it and know that you're not alone, because you're valid and these situations are so hard. And last thing, when I think about my whole life, like literally my whole life, like elementary school, when I was like 10 years old, middle school, high school, university, now, I have actually gone through so many different friendship breakups. I have had so many different besties. I have had so many different friend groups. I have just really changed friends a lot in my life. And I think that's okay. And there's, you know, value in every single friendship that I had with all of these people. And not to be cheesy, but we need to work on the friendship with ourselves before we're able to be a great friend to someone else. And yeah, that's all. I love you, and I'll talk to you very soon.